Blog Talk Radio.
Radio where we always keep it fucking wicked. I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Ghetto G, will join us much later on. I said we kick this shit off. Little DJ Clay kept grinding.
interrupt and distract you from your mission. And all those who let go spend their lives wishing and missing. I couldn't listen in school, I felt I had a different calling. But all anybody did was roll their eyes and start yawning. But this is real life, and only you is living through your eyes. There are dreamers, those who want it, and us who won't be denied. It's a struggle every day, success is far from fucking free. Unless you pluck it from a tree, which ain't ICP, Shaggy Tudo, and Vitamin J. Living proof, do what you got and you can do what you choose.
Now I can sit back on this track like a little bitch and reminisce. But instead I kick a little history all about the hatchet. Fighting time in the game, most motherfuckers they done fell apart. In these years we still shining and we just now getting our start. In the city posse jumped on the scene and we was mad crewed up. In the end when shit got rough and tough, it was just the two of us. While you was up in the club, getting the grind on your sip on. We was in the parking lot, hitting up cars, getting our flyers on. Did my first show when I was 16, and still pulling my schemes. Jay holding out a drive through window of Burger King to support our dreams. Seemed like yesterday the world wasn't ready for 2 Clown 3. But we kept grinding, now who on whose stick, little bitch, shit.
We kept hustling, we kept grinding, we kept we get hustling, we get grinding, we get hustling.
family in the beginning. My mission was to make it to the happy. Then I did it and started laughing. I grinded and look what happened. My mind is not on this planet, cause y'all thought that we vanished. But God's hand got my back and the game still get me fucking mad. I start popping off at the mouth when something bothers me. You motherfuckers better give it up for ROC. You motherfuckers better give it up for A and B. DJ Clay mixtape.
Saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war. Come on, bring the hate. Name's Ghetto G, but I'm not from the hood. No one even gets me, I'm just misunderstood. It's undeniable, I got skills, but people still hate. No one give me a shot, I could be something great. I got that driving ambition, that'll take me far. I'm not going anywhere, I'm long-term like a star. This world's at war, that's why I'm dropping bombs. Hate that they glorify the ghetto and teen moms. Tired of wasting time on people who can't lay a decent track. I don't trust anyone, cause no one got my back. No matter what you think, bitch, I will not surrender. You're a fake, a rip-off, you'll never be anything better. Hey, drumming, you crying in your closet, you have a meltdown. You'll never be like fag, you get the thumbs down. You hate everyone, cause you really hate yourself. Go back to your dungeon, do something else. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all this shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate.
Jelly on solid P. I done popped four. Look up in the sky, I'm dead high. Bad bitches see me and be like black fly. I ain't that guy, I'm that guy. Knuckle up and get beat, black eye. Green apple super hard. Mixed with Snapple, I've been rolling super hard. Still till them 4 hours after. Swanked on them triple X's. Now I'm triple X's. I got three girls. Triple sexes. I'm on three phones. Talking Texans. One for my money, one for my bitch, and one for my exes.
Put your hands in the sky. If you wanna get high, you can ball super hard. You can just live life.
In this spot right now, roll up with some popping pills and now I'm feeling super fuzzy. Mixed it with that purple herbal, now I'm feeling super buzzing. Popping pills like back to back, it's your people stacked to match. Charlie B and Jelly Roll, so I brought the bottle full. Keep on eating them hoes till I feel as if I can't touch the herb.
Damn, Charlie P, huh? I ain't even noticed her.
Told the chauffeur, hold the car while I run around the corner, peeing. Went off in my pocket, ooh, pop two more purple fizz. You push it past the limit, damn, baby, this is what it is. Me, myself, I'm trying to kick it to my heart, stop in it, bitch.
Put your hands in the sky if you wanna get high. You can ball super hard, you can just live life. We gone, we gone.
Oh, come on.
Y'all motherfuckers need to get ready, get in the shower, cause I'm finna go out tonight, get fucked up, get fucked, and stay away from the police, you understand me? Come on.
What time is it? Bitch, get the fuck up. What time is it? Bitch, get the fuck up.
This girl wants to get fucked.
All right. Hey, daddy, can I talk to you? Daddy, I'm only 17, but I know just what to do. Uh-huh. Got the club full of pay, big money for me. But daddy, you can get the flat dance here for free. I need love, daddy. Uh-huh. Daddy, give it to me. It's my birthday.
All right, so let me see your ID. Cause the last time I was fooled, the bitch was just 16. Big ass, big tits, looked at least 23.
Going straight to hell.
You're fucking you, wrong, that I wanna be. You're fucking you, wrong, that I wanna be. You're fucking you, wrong.
Hey, baby girl, I know just what to do. I'm gonna spank your little ass till it turn black and blue. Then you put on these heels and you arch your back. And I'm gonna crack your ass in half with my 8-inch staff.
In my parents' bedroom.
Yeah, yeah, you know how we do it.
On my mama's bed.
You go ahead and give me head.
While my daddy's working.
I got my own work to do.
On the kitchen table.
Thank you. even if you wanted to. Everything I've been through, you wouldn't know.
And we are back. Guest 9715, what's going on? Who you be? Sign in so that way you can chat, get your request in. But I guess in the meantime, we'll go back to a little more fucking music. I say in this moment, Adrenalize.
I crave a shot. and I can see the world right through her bedroom wall. She has a jaw like a pelican's beak is deep, humming me right to sleep. My favorite freak, I can rearrange the patterns of the stars in the sky. I can fly with the seagulls on the beach with the tide, 'cause she can blow me there. I swear, right through the air. I ain't really there. My balls do not care.
My balls.
Come on, and put it on me, bitch.
Hit me with the
home drum boogie.
That ain't no pity.
Come on, and put it on me, bitch.
Right now.
Boogie.
That ain't
my balls.
Come on, and put it on me, bitch.
Hit me with the
home drum boogie.
That ain't no pity.
Come on, and put it on me, bitch.
I see my life flash before me. I hear all my favorite songs at one time.
When she blow right before I actually go blind,
I'm running back and forth through the doors of
in and out of
my mind.
When she blow
my favorite freak is so fine.
To have her humming performance. The show is enormous, only two fans in attendance. These two in my pants. She's my favorite. She's got my standing applause. Humming me in the harmony, right through my balls.
Come on, and put it on me, bitch.
Hit me with the
home drum boogie.
That ain't no goodie.
Come on, and put it on me, bitch.
Right now.
Boogie.
That ain't
my balls.
Come on, and put it on me, bitch.
Hit me with the
home drum boogie.
Crack open a crispy can of
Spasmatic!
Yo, I knocked over 3 liquor stores, a Subway, and a 7-Eleven, all off one can of
Spasmatic!
Get up, get one and get lit. ICP's Spasmatic Energy Sauce comes in 5 fruity fucking frothy flavors.
Yo, I fucked 4 hookers, got 2 Asian tans, went home and still fucked my wife, all on one can of
Spasmatic!
Available now.
No!
Johnny Richter. Dirty South trap music shit. Get motherfucker bouncing. Y'all ready to go? Let's do this.
Yeah. Don't ask me no questions, cause I'm on break. Don't wanna hear about no drama, cause I'm on break. I don't speak to upper management when I'm on break. But don't think that I can handle it, I won't break. And don't be mad cause we don't make it the same type of way. Keep this shit quicker than burritos in the microwave. You know it's hot because it's Johnny Rick, the type of play. It might be over for you, but for me it starts today. I'm taking cities. Duct tape is silver, Kush is what I'm smoking, and I'm drinking Pilsner, even if it kills ya, don't stop, keep trying, I ain't giving up, I'm forever giant, pocket leaker as a life is up, now I'm surviving, just like your memory, as long as I am, it's alive and vibrant, still ducking the sirens, if you fucking with my friends, running amok and I'm under the gun and you fuckers are ducking and hiding, don't ask me no questions. Cause I'm on break. Don't wanna hear about no drama, cause I'm on break. I don't speak to upper management when I'm on break. But don't think that I can handle it, I'm on break. Don't ask me no questions, cause I'm on break. Don't wanna hear about no drama, cause I'm on break. I don't speak to upper management when I'm on break. But don't think that I can handle it, I won't break. I'm preaching all the sin and testing on your kin. Don't trust fuckers, blood suckers, leeches on your skin. Stalling your clan in the palm of my hand. I'm God, putting heat to your chest like the Marble Man. I tell these little suckers, don't fuck with me. Little mounds without the face of a mustard seed. I'm a dick, and I'm sick. Get cold chills. I'm fucking shouting, making mountains out of molehills. I'm so thrilled. I'm blessed with the potion. Throw him in the sea and bury him at night next to the ocean. And if he don't like me, yeah, I'm still a jerk. If he say he wanna kill me, believe me, I kill him first. And that's asshole. I'm clowning all the fools, invite them to my barbecue and drown them in my swimming pool. That's gross. They think I'm crazy, I'm a joke. I sit chrome alone and talk to aliens and ghosts. Don't ask me no questions, cause I'm on break. Don't wanna hear about no drama, cause I'm on break. I don't speak to upper management when I'm on break. But don't think that I can handle it, I'm on break. Don't ask me no questions, cause I'm on break. Don't wanna hear about no drama, cause I'm on break. I don't speak to upper management when I'm on break. But don't think that I can handle it, I'm on break.
shocker, rocking the blue blockers. A Bruce Lee one-inch punch heart stopper. You mess with my own, I'll turn you to stone. Give you busy tone, falling Undertaker's phone. That's full circle, threefold justice. Motherfucker, beat you silly like a tar-tapping trucker. Like a tar-tapping trucker.
I'm serious, no explanatory, motherfucker, tell a friend. Got a clock above, tighter than a drill team sergeant. Never been a bitch, always glad to get respected. The target is ejected with the venom from my weapon. The deadliest disease when I strike you in the jaw. Ain't no time to tell your mama that you love her anymore. Ain't no calling on your homies, ain't no calling on the Lord. Somebody should have told you about fucking with a call.
It's Bonnie Jane, y'all, and I'm out of control. Steady sniping off a California highway patrol. Rocking a chemical imbalance in a stolen school bus. Full of screaming little kids, we doing 90 plus. Running cops off edges. Rat-a-tat-tat, I'm busting shots, swerving and throwing kids at them. Jump steady in a chopper and away we get. Watching everybody else falling over the cliff. Falling over the cliff.
Leg baller. I'm in love with your mama, but your daddy be player hating, so I don't call her. I'ma go see my ninja level 4, cover storm shadow, and you know we slicing at your toe. Mr. Bones, Mad Rock, who you tripping on? My appetite is planetary when I'm screaming unicorn. Show me who we bombing on, show me who we smoking with. Handle like some lunatic to get into some killer shit.
S-H-A-double-G-5.
Why? Cause I run with a hat kick, guy. Let me go ahead and check my watch.
For what?
So I can see how much time you got. Before the hatchet that I run with swing down and split your face, shit. I understand why everybody wants to be down with me. I'm rolling with chumpsticks.
I'm rolling with chumpsticks.
Psychopathic, we crazy than a motherfucker. ABK in this bitch undercover. No bags, no cups, no jail. I just beat you in the head with my 40 into your tail. Detroit, had your family on the scene. Juggalo deputies, bitch, you know what I mean. Taking over the world with no means to quit. With some underground hatchet swinging illusional shit.
What?
Next time it's in the best, make it hit.
On your neighbor's front lawn, we some grave diggers with the shovels and boots. We on some wicked shit, hiding in hovels and under suits. I'm on a whole different level. Leave you and the devil in the dust with a sign saying heaven to bust. I'm not your priest or your reverend, but I've been known to bless a mic that'll make you swear to God that I was heaven. Swear to God that I was heaven.
For a locust, I'm a 100-ton death from above. To O.J. Simpson, I'm a fingerless glove. For a pilot, I'm a Ganny with a beard and a trench coat. Chillin' first class, steady sippin' on a coke. To a paranoid cop, I'm a game of Morton's Bliss. For a crab, I'm an elusive and deadly cuttlefish. At your birthday, I'm Jeff Dahmer baking a cake. As you ponder why your best friend is 3 hours late.
I take a chill like I hit it in my back.
Where's that?
I'm the devil on the roof, but this shot on my cat. It's like a scatter with bullets and flying through the air. Cause I leap off the roof, 30 feet without a care. Just a break on my leg. Get up and beat a motherfucking pig with it. Cause cops say shit, they get their motherfucking throat cut and wrap the bloody sheet.
Right.
It's all up in my trunk.
What?
It's all up in my trunk.
What?
A Bruce Brother nerd sipping gasoline slurpees. Rocking a rare breed of Sudanese herpes. Raised in the jungle, communicate with snakes. I'll squeeze your throat piece off till it breaks. Like a boa constrictor, a pressure inflictor. Lotus Pod Pro Tools with a pitch shifter. We'll always be underground, not just at first. I ain't trying to play myself the fuck out like Fred Durst.
Bad kids stay big and fluffy like marshmallows. And stomp holes in your fucking marries like the good fellas. Not in it for the cheddar, or in it for the hoes. But I love the juggalettes like Peach Fago. Newport's in a blue. And a half a cup of syrup when I'm trying to get drunk. Nightclub in my trunk with my disco balls. And my hatchet in the air screaming, fuck y'all.
I'm the urban legend in your backseat with the hook to your head when you're rolling out a straight shot. Most people, they look at me and run like they up in the club and I pull out a gun. You know you're bad, that's me under it. Pull the covers over your head, I'm a smothering. Then it's back off into the moonlit sky.
Blow your hat, get high!
Blow your hat,
what you nine juggalos gonna do? We know you've seen it's a gang, the painted faces coming through. You're gonna run, you're gonna hide. You're gonna try and say you that you won just to stay alive. It don't work, bitch, don't even try to pull the holes in your chest from the gun that I fire. Come correct or don't come at all. It'd be a shame to see a bunch of motherfuckers fall.
I'm giving props to my homies on the Southwest side. Juggle family,
soldier. I stand ready to deploy, engage, and destroy my enemies. I am the God of War.
I am the God of...
Nobody can handle me, you were looking at more than a man. Steady coming calamity on the edge of insanity, taking every demon I can. Trying to pull at you by the bullet, fully loaded animal, you can see by the look on my face. If you're the enemy, then my energy finna be given penalties, then I believe in the trade. Better run when we all come a knocking. Ain't no love and no fucking peace offering. Shaking the planet, never coming home in the coffin. Incredible veteran to take them to hell often. Hear a lot of roar from a cannon, nigga, not a sword. Take a pellet to the bottom floor. I'm the motherfucking God of War.
Who will it take from me? Better yet, what's left of me? Feels like I'm slipping, but I'm fighting till the death of me. Feels like I'm out of my body, no, I'm out of my head. And I ain't trying to be funny, but I'm knocking them dead. Yeah. This is torture, this is pain. This is crazy, it's insane. If I tell you to please give me more, then I want all of it. Yeah. See, this is war, and I'm the God of it.
In my mind are the lines to shine. I can't seem to get them out in time. My own shallow ways, I'm so blind. I can't seem to connect with humankind. I'm sick of the bullshit, I'm sick of the lies. I can't live my life civilized when all that I idolize goes away, withers and dies. It's one step forward and two steps back. Every corner you know you're getting jacked. I start panicking like a heart attack. My whole life feels like a drawback. All
look back upon and reflect. Did I give it all and connect, or drop it all like a reject? A few, but I'll never mention you, 'cause I'm better than you tools. I know I've come a long way as a man, but some people can't understand. I love when I gain a new fan, yelling my name with demand. I feel I'm on borrowed time, so I'ma stay on my grind. With this pen I expose my mind, feel my words every line. Could all just go away tomorrow. I don't wanna leave the pain and the sorrow. I want my parents to be proud and hear their boy's name chanted in the crowds. Look at myself in the mirror, I start to see my life a little clearer. I was always just a dreamer, always tried hard to be a leader. And now I'm trying to see what is next, I'm always so perplexed. I can't make up my mind with these texts, causing myself to be vexed. When I die there's no need to cry, when my body's bone dry. Will you let me pass it by, or you all hold me up high? Truth be told, I'm a lost soul, not ever knowing where to go. It feels like my life is a show, without room to grow.
Body part found somewhere or washing in from the ocean.
Innocent young women were being raped, murdered, and dismembered.
He would have oral sex with a decapitated head.
It just seemed like a world gone crazy.
He described himself as masturbating numerous times during a day when he was in the mental hospital.
Most of the serial killers I've worked with fall into two distinct types. One group of serial killers will never like to talk about their offending behavior at all, whereas the second group of serial killers are desperate to talk about their killing. They're desperate to be at the heart of the story.
his victims' bodies home that he could fully act out his twisted fantasies.
With most of them, he would actually have intercourse with the dead woman, then sometimes also with the decapitated body. Oral sex with the decapitated head.
In his mind, there was some relationship there. He had an attachment, and he kept her head.
It's not unusual for a serial murderer to have sexual actions with a decapitated body. It's because it's not a person to them. To them, it's an object.
It's very difficult to say how he looked at what he was doing. Would a person who walked into a butcher have remorse about cutting up a chicken? I don't know.
Genocide of alarms on the cross, I'm getting hung. Valley filled with shadows of the dead, the river runs blood. Suicide abortions with their caution and forceps. Underneath the floorboard, your death waits at doorstep. Septic flesh and toxic, radioactive hot shit. Shattered limbs of yesterday, torturing the hostages. Self-tormented mutilation, no remorse or banishment. Locked inside the casket, frozen deep beneath the mat. Voices from the underground, whispers of apocalypse. Revolution, retribution, son of God, son of a bitch. Mausoleum landscape, filled with rape and violence. Inhale the smoke from cremation and get high on this. He who dares back at reflections of the dead, well they all end up dead. Murder red, wrong red, shelters of the ignorance, filled with damnation. He who lives must die, your abomination.
Shoes with alligator skin seats, no space left in the back, all beat, black gotta carry out dash. Hydraulic shot the ass, bullet holes in the glass. I'm a rider in a black truck, exchanging fire with my own reflection in the window at the intersection.
You can see my motherfucking windshield's cracked, and my two left tires both sitting on the back. But I still keep mashing with my homie way back, on the run from them cops in my truck all black. And I'm all strapped, ready for battle. I make that motherfucker rumble with my trunk on rattle. I got to watch your face crumble while that ass gets paddled. Black truck worth a bundle, bought it, sold it in Seattle.
Never catch me in a hearse, I'm in a black truck.
Not in the back of a cop car,
I'm in a black truck.
Or in the back of an ambulance,
I'm in a black truck. I'm in a black truck, I'm in a black truck. Never catch me in a hearse, I'm in a black truck.
Not in the back of a cop car,
I'm in a black truck.
Or in the back of an ambulance,
I'm in a black truck. I'm in a black truck, I'm in a black truck.
And we are back, and what's going on, Ghetto G? We got Alberto Del Rio, no longer being WWE.
Listen, Pararo, I will kill you.
Oh, man. Just the fact that he got fired for slapping somebody is fucking amazing.
Now, see, he got fired for something that you would do.
Yeah. And I'm
at least he's gone. He should have been gone when they released all them people before.
Seriously. And he'll probably jump over to TNA.
Oh, yeah? Who's he going to be? Is he going to be Havoc?
God, I hope not.
So congratulations on becoming the champion.
Thank you. I didn't even watch it. Well, most of it anyways.
Or should I say your brother, man? Your brother won the championship tonight.
Hell yeah. Which means come next...
The X Division championship.
Yeah, man, which means if he still has the title come next year, he can go with option C.
He has to hold it for an entire year to face him? What?
Yeah, man. Option C is only good for Destination X.
Let's see. So well, how long Daly's going to hold the title that long? Because that shit was just, what, like a couple weeks ago now?
Yeah. I agree. So who's going to be next to get fired? Hopefully it's going to be fucking Bo Dallas.
He just came up.
No, get rid of him anyways. Nobody wants him. Well, besides JBL.
He already got kicked out of NXT. Try to come back and get out again. And then he comes up to WWE, and then he finally loses. Now he's nowhere.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, bud. But there again, you know, he could always pull a fucking Christian if he really wanted to.
Oh yeah. In case you don't know, the special tag team partner for with the Dudley Boys and Tommy Dreamer tonight was Al Snow.
Holy shit. Okay. But yeah,
it is. I thought it was going to be somebody real good, man. It was just Al Snow.
Yeah,
like
man,
he's been in TNA,
good.
Though.
But yeah, no, man, like, I thought it was going to be fucking Taz, Sandman, Raven.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping for Raven.
Or at least maybe fucking New Jack.
But no, it was Al Snow, though. And then all of a sudden, the whole crowd had them fucking heads.
Oh, fuck.
I'm guessing they had him at the start of the show.
They had a bug dome.
As soon as he came out, man, the whole fucking crowd had them damn heads go.
Damn. Oh, yeah, by the way, Yo Girl fucking showed, actually showed up for once tonight. Left.
Obviously.
All because she had a storm coming.
Just storm coming?
Yeah, apparently a storm was starting up down in Georgia, and it was fucking with her connection.
How do you think Angel feels every day?
Yeah, and he don't even have a storm going on. And if he does, must be invisible.
It's only in his phone.
Yeah. that's connected to his computer.
His computer doesn't break up. He's always on that.
Yeah. Which is why if he learned how to call in with Skype, maybe it might work better.
I find it funny the people that actually pay to use Skype.
Those are the morons that have no lives.
But I'm just saying, why are they paying when it's a free thing?
Well, I know when you pay, you get more like things that come with it, like tell me what the hell, like all the stuff that comes with the like when you pay for it, get like all anywhere, including out of the U.S.
Well, if you're paying for that, you may as well just pay for a cell phone where you get free long distance.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, if you want to pay for a call with somebody.
Yeah, I don't know about that bullshit. Let's see, what else do you get with this? Let's see, you get, I don't really know what else to get with it. I've never paid for it.
Okay, anyway, since you obviously have no idea what the fuck you're saying, what else is going on?
Man, I definitely have no idea what the fuck I'm saying.
For like 5 minutes. Let's move on.
Anyways. So I'm still trying to figure out when the hell they're going to fucking switch SmackDown back to Thursday.
They really shouldn't do that at all.
No, they shouldn't, but this is WWE and they have no good ideas at all.
Well, they should leave it on Fridays because ain't nothing on Fridays.
This is true. But, again, they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Or put it on Saturday or something.
Yeah, there you go. Give us Saturday night SmackDown.
Yeah, see? Something different.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe move NXT to fucking Friday.
Or they could do that.
Hey, see, move NXT to Fridays.
Or move it to Wednesday.
That too.
So this way you could have Raw and then NXT on Wednesday. Or that main event, then NXT, and Superstores, and then SmackDown. One thing for each day.
Yeah, there you go. and put like superstars on fucking, I don't know, like on Fridays.
Well, no, just leave it on Thursday.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Then that way you get wrestling every single day of the week.
Raw. That's what I just said. That's what I just fucking said Thursday.
Hold up. Think about it, Ben. Raw Monday, main event on Tuesday, NXT like you said on Wednesday, TNA on Thursday.
No. Fuck TNA. I said superstars. So we're all WWE all week. Because TNA really isn't that exciting.
No, as of late, no.
Except when Mr. Anderson was like, he was introducing everybody that came out with him. He's like, and this freaking guy.
Yeah, seriously, yo, fucking Anderson's fucking nuts. And of course, the even better thing is, you know, we always get to see Christy Hemme not wearing a bra.
That's funny as hell, man, on this damn show right here. I guess it's cops. The dude's trying to drive through the traffic, and then the person that he got stuck between, they wouldn't move.
which means he's officially stuck completely.
Pretty much. He even tried driving in reverse. That didn't even work. And now look, man, he's completely fucking stuck. Wow.
Damn. Okay, yeah, here we go.
That was a fail attempt.
So here we go. Another thing, like when you pay for Skype, you get group video calls. So that way you can talk to more people.
What are group video calls for?
I don't know. So you can talk to more than one person at once.
I don't want to talk to more than one person at once.
So then we get like Carrie like on one side sleeping, and then I don't know, again Victoria on the other side stripping.
Which one?
Man, legit.
About to say, the other one is a little too nuts now.
Man, she's been nuts. What the fuck are you talking about?
It went from her screaming at her computer every day about nonsense to her becoming one of those girls, I love you, baby, every day.
That sounds like something that should be about.
And for some reason, she got it stuck in her head that she has a big ass. Which
no.
is false.
I don't know who the fuck told her. I don't know who the fuck told her she has a big ass, but they lied to her.
All her damn friends told her that, and I don't know what the hell these people were saying. I mean, she got big titties, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, are we sure that they're not looking at her tits and you know, seeing an ass there with her tits?
So you're saying they see ass in her tits? What?
Yeah, I mean, technically, you know, the cleavage almost looks like a fucking ass crack.
It's true.
So maybe they're confusing her ass for her tits.
It's possible.
Cause that chick ain't got no fucking big ass at all.
And it's still to this day I ponder why fat girls don't have asses.
Man, these are answers that nobody has. These are questions that nobody has answers to.
Chicks, man, like they got flat ass. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, seriously.
But then you got, like, this real small, skinny girl that got, like, this fat ass. How does that work?
I don't know.
You think it'd be the other way.
Hey, see that, but I typed in, why don't fat chicks have fat asses? And on Google, and even it can't give me a fucking answer.
What did it say? Did you mean?
Oh, man, like, it gives me like 10 reasons why men don't find fat women attractive.
All right, what are the 10 reasons?
Let's find out, because now I'm curious. Let's see, the reasons are... Let's see, she doesn't have the entire package that men look for in a woman. Her neck is all lined.
That's not really a reason.
Stomach, butt, and legs are thrown out of shape by her excess fat. A pretty face isn't enough for a man to find her attractive. Reason number two, she looks like used goods.
What? Not even quite sure what that means, but okay.
An overweight woman looks like she's recently had kids. And it's single. Men are turned off by the idea of having to take care of the offspring of another man. Reason number three, her body makes unattractive sounds during sex because of the excess fat.
That's funny.
Let's see. Her excess fat causes loud thwapping and slapping type sounds that are unattractive and that do not occur with a woman who is healthy or of normal weight.
We talk about men, bitches' asses be clapping and shit. That's pretty much the same thing. It's more like three asses clapping at once.
Yeah, seriously. Reason number four. She lowers a man's social status.
might actually be true.
A man with a beautiful, sexy girlfriend or wife is looked up to, whereas a man with a fat woman is looked down upon by people, even friends, family, and coworkers. Everyone that knows that her excess fat is gross.
That's pretty harsh.
Reason number five, she is unhealthy.
Really? That's like the same as the other ones.
It's no secret excess weight brings on diseases and illnesses. Men are attracted to healthy, young, beautiful looking women regardless. If the woman is 40, men will find her attractive if she looks youthful and healthy. Now, here we go, man. Reason number six. Her diet costs a lot of money.
Man, that's something I said a long time ago.
We men know that the way she eats will be a big waste of money. Let's see. Here's number seven. She will likely pass on her bad habits to children.
It's possible.
A mother will usually have fat children because she'll feed them the same junk she eats. Men don't want that happening in their family.
Man, nobody wants that happening.
Let's see. She looks older than she actually is.
What?
I don't know. Let's see. When a woman gets older, parts of her body naturally sag. For a fat woman, the sagging happens at any age because of the excess fat pulling downwards.
Okay.
Reason number nine, she is probably lazy.
She's probably lazy.
Fat women get tired very easily, which means men will often be left to do more or most of the housework and take care of the children. Most of her life will be spent sitting down to eat or rest, which will be boring for the man. And finally, reason number 10, she would likely be a selfish relationship partner.
It's true.
A fat woman signals that she is selfish and does whatever she likes, even if it's bad for her. A man knows that trying to get a fat woman to eat right and look attractive is going to be a huge battle. Yep.
Yeah, somebody going down.
Yep. I'm going to save this fucking thing. I'm going to post it up on Facebook.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'm sure all the fat chicks on your page will love that.
They probably will. Let's see. Let's see what came up. Things no one will tell fat girls and what they really need to know. They got a fucking quiz page that says the how much do you crave fat chicks test.
Well, how much do you crave them?
Don't know. Let's find out. Am I taking the quiz?
Go ahead and start the quiz while you play a song.
Sounds good. I actually just uploaded the track.
That was a beautiful instrumental.
Yes, thanks to the Ascension. All right, so check this out, bud. These are the answers that they give you. All right, question one. When going to a bar or a concert or a church, if that is your thing, you tend to gravitate toward the same girls that all my friends notice. That's them, all right. Every chick who smiles at me and makes eye contact with me or even remotely looks my way. The fat chick because she has hot friends, and if I'm nice to her, maybe I can get with her friends. And then the girl at the bar laughing her ass off, but wait, she still has plenty of ass left. Let's see.
She has plenty of what left?
Ass.
Ass?
Yeah.
Okay, then. You only get two options?
No, you got four options for this one. It's the same girls that all my friends notice. That's normal, right? Then every chick who smiles at me or makes eye contact with me or even remotely looks my way. The fat chick because she has hot friends, and if I'm nice to her, maybe I can get with her friends. And then the girl at the bar laughing her ass off, but wait, she still has plenty of ass left.
Well, what do you choose?
I go with the fat chick that because she has hot friends.
Okay.
Now let's see here. Which of these statements best describes how you feel about fat chicks? Who cares? She's a chick. She digs me. Woohoo! Like a moped.
That sounds like a Juggalo response.
Boy, here we go. Like a moped. Fun to ride, but don't let your friends see you.
That would be the answer for some people.
No, thank you. It's not for me. And then
it's not for me.
And then they are mysterious, sexy creatures.
Yeah, it's not for me. That's my answer.
Hell yeah, man. Let's see. Question number three. Okay, so your fat cousin is in town, and your mother asks you to entertain her for the afternoon. You're at the mall, and you see your friends. You think, I need to bring her over and introduce her to the gang. My friend Josh would be totally into her because they will have a lot in common. Quick, let's walk and get away before my friends think I'm interested in a fat chick.
That's happy to answer.
Excellent. I can't... Let's see. Excellent. I can't wait for my cousin to meet them. And then, who cares about my friends? I hope that all the fat chicks around see me with a fat chick because it makes me more desirable to them. No. Quick, let's walk the other way.
I mean, if it's family, man, what the fuck does it even matter?
I don't know.
You're like, so is that your girlfriend? No.
All right, see here. Imagine all the women in the world suddenly were transformed. Now all women weigh over 250 pounds, but men still are the same. Which statement is closest to your reaction? Suicide is painless, or maybe I should start playing to the other side. I'll miss the...
Okay, what are the other options?
I'll miss the thinner girls, but there are still plenty of sexy women to date. Celebrate. It's like heaven on earth. Thank you, Jesus.
That's an epic answer. Epic always thanks, Jesus.
I don't want to be lonely, so I'll find the cutest one and try not to think about the fat.
There you go.
Let's see. Imagine your partner, whom you love dearly, suddenly gains 75 pounds because of a illness plus medication. The response: I'm sorry she's sick, but damn, she looks sexier than ever. I love her, and I don't care what she looks like. I'm not going anywhere. It's not her fault, but I hope she loses the weight soon because I'm just not turned on by her at all. And then finally, sorry, man. I can't handle that much fat. I'm out of here.
Damn, man. These answers are pretty fucking harsh, man.
Yeah, seriously.
Damn.
Oh, man. It's not her fault, and I hope she loses the weight soon.
That's probably the nicest answer you've chose so far.
Which statement best describes your feelings about physical attraction and fatness? Looks don't matter, it's what on the inside that counts. Looks do matter. I'm not attracted to fat, but I'd overlook anything. Fat, gap tooth, acne, balding. If I thought she was my soulmate. Fat women are sexy as hell. And then finally, why don't you get it? I don't like fat chicks.
Yeah, that one.
Please indicate how you feel about the following statement. I think those skinny women are like bicycles. It's okay to ride, but not very satisfying to cuddle with. There we go. Absurd. Skinny women are great cuddlers. I agree with the statement. I don't want anything to do with bicycles or skinny women in my bed. That is. Let's see. Heck, I'd rather cuddle with a bicycle than a fat chick.
That's fucking great. Yeah, let's go with that one.
Let's see. Question number 8. If you hooked up with a fat chick and your friends found out, what would you do? Let's say, yeah, no, I'm the luckiest man. That chick was hot. Yeah, those beer goggles or something else.
I'm super goggles.
Like my daddy used to say, any hole is a goal, and at least I was getting some, unlike you, sorry, Lop. I would be too repulsed by the experience to ever face my friends again.
Well, we all know that's not true.
We'll go with, like my daddy always used to say, any hole is a goal. Let's see here. Would you ever ask a fat girl on a date? I date fat chicks all the time, so yes, of course I would. Sure, if she had a pretty face and had other qualities that attracted me. No, I wouldn't, but if she was cool, I'd love to be friends with her. What part of I don't like fat chicks was unclear?
Oh, man.
Assuming that you were dating a fat chick, what would be your motivation? Because she has an amazing personality. Because she is beautiful in every way, and you have deep, meaningful conversations, and yes, you can't wait to jump her bones. Because fat girls are easy, and I have trouble getting chicks.
Dude, you don't know how true that statement is. Fat girls are easy as fuck.
And then, I wouldn't. We'll go with that because fat girls are easy.
Fat girls are easy.
Let's see. What do you like best about fat chicks? Personality says cute faces, but just as friends. Big
yes.
boobs, I
guess. Yes.
Thunderous thighs, jiggly bellies, and all that junk in the trunk.
They ain't got no
finally,
junk in the trunk.
And finally, for the final time, I don't like fat chicks.
That first one.
Well, big boobs.
No, the, what the fuck?
Personality.
What the fuck is the yeah, the personality, whatever.
Okay, what is your build like? No points for this one. This is purely for scientific research. Let's see. Answers are average to slim, average to athletic. My mom calls me husky, and then I'm a tartar lord, and I know it.
Yeah, the last one.
Well, I'm not really a tartar lord, so I'm not probably following the husky.
My mom says I'm husky.
Finish. Let's see. What is your gender? Male. Duh. No. No, I'm Angel. I'm a fucking female in disguise.
Females in disguise. It's like Transformers.
Yeah, seriously. Let's see. October. And then 1986. Are you single? Yes. Save my test. More quick page. One more quick page. It'll be worth it. Sure. The fuck? For making pretty graphs. I don't want to make a fucking pretty graph. Fuck out of here. Why do I gotta sign up the fucking... Ay. I just put in my fucking date of birth. They want me to do it again. I just went on my fucking, result.
Please enter your credit card number.
I ain't been on no fucking credit card. Password cannot be left empty. No shit, motherfucker. Let's see.
Well, that's ridiculous. Can't even get results for free.
The fuck is that bullshit? I know. Show me my results. Let's see. You are an average Joe. You scored 15 fat lust. You are a nice guy and are accepting of people of all sizes. You are certainly not a chubby chaser. And hey, it's not your fault. You can't help who you're attracted to. You are average and there is nothing wrong with that. Just be careful because sometimes average Joes like yourself are tempted to enter a relationship with a chubby slash fat girl like myself, just because of her awesome personality and cute as a button face. Just make sure you are physically attracted to her as well, or both might want to be unhappy. So in other words, I end up dead. She crushed me.
In other words, Havoc's been in that situation for very many times.
Yeah, yes, I have.
Fat girl after fat girl after fat girl, and now he doesn't like fat girls.
I say I answer this as a ghetto G. Let's see here. Well, he'd definitely go for the fat chick just because she has hot ass friends.
Well, that depends if her friends are actually odd.
No, thank you. It's not for me. let's see. Ghetto G would definitely be quick with walk away, get away before my friends see that I'm interested in a fat check.
No, see, we went through this already. You said it was a family member. What the fuck does it matter?
True. So here we go. Excellent. I can't wait for them, for my friends to meet them. Let's see. Question number 4. Ghetto G would probably be like, suicide is painless, or maybe I should start playing for the other side.
No.
I'll miss the thinner girls, but there are still plenty of sexy women to date.
No.
Would you be thanking Jesus?
No.
Fine.
Go to the one before that.
Fine. I don't want to be lonely, so I'd find the cutest one and try not to think about the fat.
Yeah, that one.
Let's see. Sorry, man, I can't handle that much fat. I'm out of here.
Yeah, that.
Why don't you get it? I don't like fat chicks.
Yes.
Heck, I ran a cuddle with a bicycle than a fat chick.
Yes.
Let's see. If you hooked up with a fat chick and your friends found out, what would you do or say? Man, on you, you'd be like, those beer goggles are something else.
I don't drink too often. What were the other options?
I would be too repulsed by the experience to ever face my friends again.
No, that's not true.
Like my daddy always used to say, any hole is a goal, and at least I was getting someone like you story a lot.
May as well just go with that one, because all the other ones suck.
Well, yes, we have. Yeah, I know it. I'm the luckiest man. The chick was hot.
No, that's
let's see, what part of I don't like fat chicks was unclear.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Assuming that you were dating a fat chick, what would be your motivation? You'd probably go, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
What do you like best about fat chicks? For the final time, I don't like fat chicks.
What was that one about personality or some shit?
Yeah, that's the one. It's the, it's personality slash cute faces, but just as friends.
Yeah, go with that one.
And then, for Ghetto G, I'm a tub of Lord and I know it.
Yes. I know this. Man.
You're an average Joe. He scored 13 fat loss.
Wow. 2% less than you.
Yeah, so you definitely might end up with a fat chick sooner or later. I mean, I've done it more than once.
I don't want to end up with a fat chick. I mean, I've avoided it this long.
Let's see. Things no one will tell fat girls and what they really need to know. Nothing like ending 2013 by making hordes of hungry, hungry hippos angry.
What?
Nothing like ending 2013 by making hordes of hungry, hungry hippos angry. But, and...
Damn.
I have never cared about that, so here we go. Fisking for exercise and entertainment. You don't have to like me. I'm not a Facebook status.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see. Jess Baker wrote this role promoting fat acceptance piece for the HuffPo. So let the games begin. Hey, she started by baking tasty, delicious pastries, then writing this article that to make her victims feel entitled. Things no one will tell fat girls because damn it, this chick is the epitome of attractive. Everyone has roles when they bend over it. Everyone. Yep, true story. It's called skin in, hold on to your belly button. It creates rolls when you bend over. I know. Do you really need to let the hungry hippos in on this carefully guarded secret?
Why do they keep calling them hungry hippos?
What our Trevi friends should really know is, horrors of horrors, these same roles aren't visible in a height to weight proportion person who is sitting upright. Minus the little space under your boobs or buns, you shouldn't have folds in your skin that have firmly regulated to utter darkness. Man, what the fuck am I reading all this?
Yeah, this is going nowhere.
Yeah, besides the hungry hippos.
The hungry hippos.
Let's see, here we go. Again, stunning is a strong word that is rarely used. If you think that average human being see this and think, my God, those people are stunning on the inside, you have a disorder that all the king's horses and all the king's men and the multiple teams of draft horses can cure after dragging your fat ass to multiple psychiatrists for treatment. And hey, look, they have a picture of Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, that thing is disgusting.
That thing is a nightmare. Well, this page is absolutely retarded. Fuck that. Ugh. Oh, that definitely went nowhere with that one. I see Angel left us.
What does it matter? He can't even hear us.
True. There again, he wasn't even talking. Now he's just sending random bullshit. Well, posting random bullshit up on Facebook. That's absolutely not true.
I'm back.
Yeah, stop being a moron. He's posting up Walking Dead star found dead in hotel room. It's all just fucking bullshit links that don't have that. That's actually a fucking troll page. Angel, stop trolling people. It's creepy, disturbing.
He's one of those people that will believe anything on the internet.
Pretty much. Let's see here. What the fuck is this bullshit? Some fucking toys of... Power Ranger toys and mixed with Batman and Spider-Man says, if the Avengers won't take us, the Power Rangers will. No.
Okay, then.
This all just makes perfect no sense.
Stupid ass Angel.
Yeah, pretty much. Because he's the one who posted that shit.
Yeah.
But, think about smoke. Want me one more fucking cigarette? And go pass out.
Well, aren't you just exciting?
Just a radio man.
I got work. So, I'll be back tomorrow night.
Bye.
Peace.